Parshas B'Shalach, Shabbos Shira. How can we not talk about Shira? Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel to Yud Dalet. Number one on the sheets. Vayomer Moshe El Ha'om, Al Tiro Hisyatzvu Uru'u Es Yeshuas Hashem. Note the words here. We'll see in a remarkable parallel soon in some other psukim in Divrei Hayomim. Al Tiro, says Moshe Rabbeinu, do not be afraid. Hisyatzvu Uru'u Es Yeshuas Hashem. You can stand and watch the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Yaseh Lochem Hayom.
You'll never see them again. You'll never see the Mitzrayim again. We once discussed this by Arichus.
The Rambam actually derives from over here. There's an Issa to go back to Mitzrayim. It's not just a promise that you won't see them. It's in fact an Issa. You may not go back. Hashem yilochem lochem ba'atem tacharishim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fight for you. You will just remain silent. You don't have to do everything. You'll be absolutely fine. Later on, of course, we know what happens. The sea split, and the Shira arrived. Just, I have to mention this. I heard recently, and I think it was in Massachusetts University, where most of these studies go on, they managed to get together a large body of water, swimming pool size, and they erected a whole number of enormous fans that blew in different directions, and they managed to split the swimming pool in two just by using the fans. So the aim of the game was, Baruch Hashem, they managed to prove that Kriyas Yam Suf wasn't such a great nace after all. Obviously the wind was blowing in the right direction, and we can do it as well. So we discussed this in a shir last night. It's actually not such a joke, because the Pasuk says clearly, Vayelech Hashem es Ruach Azo. There was a strong wind. Rashi says it's the strongest of all winds. And the Sefer HaChinuch says in Parashat Tzav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deliberately does that in order to cover up a nes. Even the most clear nisim, like Kriyas Yam Suf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always performs it in a way that it can be interpreted l'toyu. So Baruch Hashem, these scientists in America were mekayim the words of the Sefer HaChinuch.
Was there one channel for each shevet though?
Yeah, they don't go with that medrash.
Those scientists were like the Chatzavim, that's right.
They're the Chatzavim, Baruch Hashem. Okay, I'll call upon him. So we had the wonderful Nes of Kriyas Yam Suf, Oz Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Esashir Azos. So there's a lot of Torah on the word Oz. Then. What does then mean? So the Netziv, if you look at number 12 on the sheets, on that pasuk says, Oz kashehi giyu legmar hatzola, Oz hoydu lashem, v'loi betchilas boyom el hayom. The Netziv is really alluding to the question that many Mefarshim are troubled by, which is, why did they not sing Shira prior to this point? They'd just been released from Mitzrayim after 200 years. They could have sung Shira then. Mm-hmm. Says the Netziv, no. Only at the Gemar Hatzolah. As long as the Hatzolah hadn't yet been completed, there was nothing to sing about. They waited till the end. They now crossed the sea. They saw the enemies were dead. She'ein mevarchin al hatzola ad seif. You do not say shira on a hatzola until the end, and he bases it on a Yerushalmi, but that's how he learns the word oz. Oz means then and only then, but not before. Now, Reb Chaim Briska was asked the following question. By the way, Reb Chaim Briska is a grandson of the Netziv. He married his granddaughter. In the Briska Haggadah, it's brought down in other places as well, but if you look very carefully how it's brought down, there's a difference in the Nusach. The number 6 on the sheets, right at the bottom right-hand corner. Yesh la'ayin. They asked this to Reb Chaim. Ishira al hanes. Shira on a miracle. Shayech loyma rak acha shekora kva hanes. Can you only recite Shira after the nes has already occurred? Oy. Or perhaps gam im odom b'teach b'Hashem, or perhaps even if somebody has perfect faith in the Rebbeinu Shalom, sheyaseh leinis, that he'll perform a miracle for him. Maybe kva yochaloi mashira al hanes. Maybe you can say shira already prior to the nes if you really believe it's going to happen.
Are you not relying on nes?
I'm not talking about the ein semchin. You're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nes that you're b'teach in. How you're so b'teach, how you know it'll happen, we'll see in a second. Says Reb Chaim, I have a raya that there's no such thing. You cannot sing Shira until the nes has already taken place. How do I know? He says it's a pasuk. V'nir el havi raya.
The Shira Shayach Lema Rak Acharei Shehaya HaNes. You can only sing Shira after the Nes. Why? It's a pasuk we say every day in davening. Va'ani v'chastecha botachti Yogei libi bishua secha. What is David HaMelech saying to him? Ani v'chastecha botachti, I have bitochen in your chesed. Yogei libi, my heart is rejoicing. But Oshir al Hashem, when do I sing to Hashem? Only ki gomal oloi, once he has performed the nes for me. So I might have bitochein, and I might have yogei libi, my heart is gladdened and rejoicing, but I only sing shira, shira l'Hashem, ki gomal oloi, only after the nes has been performed. I was once in England at a Sheva Brachas, the English contingent will know Rav Gavriel Knopfler, from the Shari Teri Yeshiva. So it was at my brother Sheva Brachas, the host, he was there, he was going to speak, and the host called him up at the beginning of the Suda. And he had just arrived, and he clearly hadn't yet really prepared his drosha. So he said, I'm not ready to speak, call me up at the end of the meal. So at the end of the meal, he stood up, and he said this, Reb Chaim. He said, Reb Chaim says, you can only sing Shira after the Nes, as already happens. He said, it's very good. Had I spoken at the beginning of the meal, I wouldn't have really been able to thank the host and hostess. I could say, I've got bitochen in the chesed you're going to do for me. But now, after the meal has been finished, now, Shir al Hashem. So for years after, I wasn't sure whether he really didn't have his drosha prepared, or he just said it in order to say the Shem Chaim.
In America, they have expression, what you've done for me recently.
Mm-hmm. What you've done recently?
What you've done for me recently.
Okay, Adkan Divrei Reb Chaim. Adkan Divrei Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is saying clearly you can only sing Shira after the Nes has been performed, which is very similar, not exactly the same, but it's similar to what the Netziv is saying. The Netziv is telling us you can only sing Shira once the Nes has been completed. If you're in mid-story, you just wait there. They left Mitzrayim, they didn't sing Shira yet, they waited till the Nes had been completed, then they sang Shira. That's Pshat in the Oz. The problem is, and I heard this question once on a tape from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, Zichreinu Levracha. He asked from a Shlo. There's a magnificent piece in the Shlo on this week's Sedra in Pashas Beshalach. If you look at number 11 on the sheets, look how he turns around the word Oz, and it means exact opposite of what we thought it meant. Ha'inyin hu, says the Shlo, midas tzadikim. As soon as they've been promised that a good thing is going to happen to them, what do they say? Even though the nes has not happened, but they sing Shira straight away. He says, do you know why Klal Yisrael only sang Shira now? Because there was a lack of emuna. And that's why, what's the word? What's the pasuk before the Shira? Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdoi. Oz Yashir Moshe. He flips around the Oz. He says the Oz is a criticism of Klal Yisrael. It's only that they now had emuna. Oz Yashir Moshe, but really they should have sung prior to that as well. It's amazing, I didn't have room to print it on the sheets, but he has an unbelievable pshat and a very famous medrash. We know the Malachim, says the Malachim wanted to sing Shira in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't, Maise Yodai Tovim B'yom, if my handiwork is sinking in the sea, V'atim Leimim Shira, you want to sing Shira? So, the way the Shla learns this medrash, he has a different girsa in the medrash. He says, in his medrash it says, "My siyodai tov'u bayam, have already sunk in the sea." He said, "Rabbeinu Shalom's time on the Malachim was, my handiwork has already sank in the sea, and now you sing Shira? Why didn't you sing before? Not that he had a time, you shouldn't sing Shira b'chlal, but now you sing Shira, when they've already been sunk?" So the Shla learns that Pshat in the Oz is the exact opposite of the Tzlach. The Tzlach says they couldn't possibly have sung Shira before that point because Hatzalah hadn't been finished. The Shla says the exact opposite. They should have sung Shira even before, had they only been on the correct level of Emunah. They weren't. V'yaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdoi oz yashir Moshe. Only at that point did they finally sing Shira. But they should have sung beforehand. So I heard this kasha. How does this shloh fit with Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim says that v'ani b'chastecha b'tach, you can have all the bitachon in the world, but you don't sing Shira until it's happened. And yet the shloh is saying, no, no, no. If you'd be on the correct level of bitachon, you'd sing Shira straight away.
Maybe they're not arguing.
So I'm going to try and suggest as well.
Then maybe first Shita was said that it's impossible to have bitachon until it will be finished.
What, Reb Chaim?
Yeah, it's just impossible. Yeah, you think you have bitachon.
One thing, but the Shlah said, Ki midas tzadikim hu. That's the middle of tzadikim. So I would have thought Dovid HaMelech is the classic tzaddik, and he said that no, Ashir el Hashem ki gom al aloy. Unless you're going to say Dovid HaMelech was saying about himself that he wasn't on the correct level of emunah. It's difficult because he says, "Ani b'chastach b'tachti." I really was b'teach in a chesed. I was b'teach.
But
Ashir el Hashem ki gomal, only after ki gomal.
He said about himself that he on right level of bitachon. Definitely, he is not. But there's no question.
It's like it's like someone says, "This Rosh Hashiva is a tremendous honor." Really, how do you know? He told me himself.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. Okay,
strongest midah.
I'll call upon him. That's a kasha. And now, even a bigger surprise, what about the Mechilta? The Shlah is learning in the Psukim that Klal Yisrael should have sung Shira before the Nes. They didn't, it was a Taina. The Mechilta said they did sing Shira before the Nes. This is not like we've been used to learning Pshat Chumash Rashi for however many years. Look at the Mechilta in Parshas B'Shalach, number 2 on the sheets. Remeya Oima, Hashem Yilochem Lochem. So how do we always translate this pasuk? Hashem yilochem lochem, Hashem will fight for you, v'atim tacharishim. Says the Mechilta, no, you've got to read it in the Jewish way. Hashem yilochem lochem, Hashem will fight for you, v'atim tacharishim, and will you remain silent? It's a tiny old look, as they stay in the Mechilta. Remei oimer, Hashem yilochem lochem, hu yase lochem nisim, ugvurois, v'atem tiu, oimdim v'shayiskein, you're going to remain silent? Amru Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, so Klal Yisrael said, Moshe ma'aleinu lasis, what are we supposed to do? Amalahem, very simple. Atem tiu mefoarim umereinamim v'neisnin shir v'shevach v'gdula v'tifoir l'misha milchome shaloi. Ba'oysa isha, the end of the Mechilta says, at that very moment, poschu Yisrael p'em v'omru shira ashira l'Hashem ki goigo. A chiddush, definitely not muskim by all, by the way. The Gemara, Bavli and Psachim says mefurash, they only sang shira after they already left the Yamsuf. But the Mechilta is saying, Chiddush Otsum. And perhaps even, you could reverse it. Oz Yoshe Moshe means then, even before the Nes. Which is, by the way, very interesting, because you look in the text of the Shira, it describes how all the Mitzrayim sank, and how all the horses sank. So you have to say, according to this Mechilta, it was all set up in Ruach HaKodesh. It hadn't yet happened. But that's how the Mechilta is learning Pshat in the Pasuk. Hashem Yilochem Lachem. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to them, you want Hashem to fight for you. V'atem tacharishin, you're just going to remain silent. What should we do, said Klal Yisrael? Sing Shira. So they sang the whole of the Shira. Shir Hashem, ki goi goi, etc., etc. So how does this fit with Reb Chaim? The Nes hadn't yet happened. And not like the Shlah, they should have sang Shira. In fact, they did. They did. And Reb Chaim says, you can't sing Shira until a Nes has occurred.
If that was the case, shouldn't the Shira be just the beginning of Parsha Shlishi?
Why is it written in the Sefer Torah there?
Yeah, I mean, Hashem Lachem Lachem is way before the Shira.
Yeah, you're right. That's in Pasuk Yudalad, in Peri Yudalad. This is 17 Psukim later. Yeah, I don't know why it's put there. In Echonami, the Mechilta is learning, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Unbelievable Chiddush. So those are two questions that L'chayri you could ask on Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said you can't sing Shira until the Nes has already occurred. Number one, the Shlah says, not true, you can sing Shira before as well. In fact, Klal Yisrael should have. And the Mechilta goes even further and says, not that they should have, they did. They did, they sang Shira before the Nes.
So they say sing twice, right?
So either according to Mechilta, I'm not sure if it means they sang once and then again, but they certainly sang before the Shira. Now, in the Briska Haggadah, Reb Chaim says this Chiddush. Now, it became a whole family discussion. Three generations. Reb Chaim Briska, his son Velvel the Briskerov, and his son Rav Meir. Rav Meir Shlita lives in Yerushalayim. I think I once mentioned the story with him, with the photos. I was once at a bris during Asos Yimei Tshuva, and in walked Rav Meir Soloveitchik. He's the youngest son of the Briskerov. He looks like the Briskerov, actually, if you've seen photos. And it was two or three days before Yom Kippur. Some nudnik sat right under his nose with a camera, just click, 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 flash, 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 just one photo after another, one after another again. So in the beginning, Rameh didn't say anything, and this guy just kept on one photo, another photo, another photo. So eventually, Rameh called him over. It's a sharp, brisker line, if ever you heard one. And he said it in Yiddish, but I'll say in English, he said, we're standing 3 days before Yom Kippur. 3 days before Yom Kippur, he said, don't take so many photos of others, just take a photo of yourself. That's what he said to him. I'll call upon him. They asked the Briskerov, Rav Meir, the grandson of Rav Chaim, asked the Briskerov, his father, he said, I don't understand Rav Chaim's Chiddush. How on earth can Rav Chaim possibly say that you can't sing Shir until a Nes has already occurred? It's Mefurash and Apsukim, not that way. Mefurash Apsukim, that they sang Shir before the Nes. Not a Shlah, not a Mechilta, it's Psukim. Where? So he quoted the Psukim in Divrei Hayomim Beis, number 5 on the sheets. This is with a Melech Yehoshaphat. Now look at the unbelievable parallel. This is hundreds of years later. Lo yilochem lehilochem bozois, says the Navi to Klal Yisrael. This is not for you to fight. Hisyatzvu imdu uru'u es Yeshua Hashem. Incredibly similar to what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Hisyatzvu uru'u es Yeshua Hashem. Here it's Hisyatzvu imdu uru'u es Yeshua Hashem. Stand there and see what's going to happen. Al tiru v'al teichatu. Do not be afraid. Mochatzu lifneim Hashem imochem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with you. There's nothing to worry about. What happens in the next pasuk? Vayivatz ala'am. The Navi passes on this message to Klal Yisrael. Vayamoid mesheirim Lashem. Omahalalim lahadras koidesh betseis lifnei acholotz ve'oimrim hoidu Lashem kil oilom chaste. Says Rav Meir, Mefurash and Pesukim. Mefurash. The Navi came, told them there's nothing to worry about, you're going to be fine, and they sang Shira on the spot. The Nes hadn't happened, the Muhammad hadn't even yet started, and they all sang Shira. So Rav Meir asked his father, the Briskerov, how can my Zayda Rav Chaim, your father, say you can't sing Shira before the Nes? Klal Yisrael did, Mefurash and Pesukim. Said the Briskerov, no, there's a chilek, and this is what I'd like to explain. If you look right at the bottom again, it's 4 lines from the bottom. Veheshiv loy maron. The Briskerov answered, ki divrei hagrach eino mamurim, ela b'mi sheboiteach shenas loy neis mikoach midas habitochoin. It's only referring to somebody who's confident in a neis. How is he confident? Based on bitochon. Ukadiksiv, ani b'chastecho botachti. If that's all you're coming from your bitochen, you have to wait. You can't sing it. Aval kashehuvtach loy al yedei novi. But when a novi has promised you it's going to happen, sheyas alei neis, like with Yehoshaphat, bezeh kvashayach loy mashira gam kedem aneis. And look how he concludes. V'chein motzinu b'shiras hayom, she Yisrael omru shira al dvarim she yodu benavua she asidim liyois ukedi isa b'mechilta. The Briskerov says a difference, but he's not mazbe the chilek. He says Dovid HaMelech is only talking about somebody who's b'teach b'Hashem. He has b'tochen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me. You can't sing shira yet, just wait. But if you've been promised by a Navi, that's a different story. Once you've been promised by a Navi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to perform a Nes for you, you can sing Shira right then. Now, it's a done deal. According to that, all our questions are answered. We don't know the explanation yet, but all our questions are answered. The Shlal said that Klal Yisrael should have sang Shira. He said, that's the middah of Tzadikim. He's only talking about when they were promised by a Navi. How do I know? The Lashon of the Shlal is, he says, they have emunah shema'minim bedvarov. Whose words?
His words.
The words of the Navi, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu has relayed the words. If the Navi has relayed a message, don't worry, a Nes is going to occur, you can sing Shira right then. The Shlah is not a steerer to Reb Chaim. The Mechilta is not a steerer to Reb Chaim. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu told them, you're going to be okay. The Nes is going to happen, says the Mechilta. They sang Shira straight away. And that's what happened with Yehoshaphat as well. It's true the Molchama hadn't yet begun, but nonetheless they could sing Shira right then because they've been promised by the Navi. Says the Briskerov, my father's Chiddush Reb Chaim was only referring to somebody who wanted to sing Shira based on Bitochen alone. K'mavua b'loshen ha'posuk, v'ani v'chastecho b'tachti, I'm b'teach. I have confidence, says Reb Chaim, then, of Shira Lashem, only ki goma aloloi. But if you've been told by a Navi, that's a different story. Of course, we need to explain, that's a very nice chilek, chilek between Bitochen and a Navi, but why should that be machalik? What's the difference?
Objective and subjective.
What
do you say? The Navi, the objective proof is going to happen. My Bitochen is subjective. Who says my Bitochen is...
Okay. I want to say exactly what Rabbi Yosef was saying, and I want to back it up from a Rambam. Now, we discussed this once, one of the first shurim we ever gave him, Pashas Vayishlach, Tof Shin Samach Zayin. And we mentioned the famous Chiddush of the Rambam. We know there's Psukim in Shaftim. The Torah comes and tells us, if a Novi Sheker comes along, and he tells you this, and he tells you that, you put him to death. He's a Novi Sheker. The obvious question is, how do we know who's a Novi Sheker? And he comes and he tells us, you know, I've been spoken to by God. I heard from Reb Zev Lef once, said that somebody came to a Rav in America, he has conclusive proof that he's the Mashiach. Conclusive proof that he's the Mashiach. He said he had 10 proofs. Reb Zev Lef said he couldn't remember 9 of them, but one of them he remembers. He said, because there's a pasuk in Nach that says that the Mashiach will be Me'al Melochim, above kings. And this fellow wrote to Rav that in the apartment beneath him is a guy with 2 dogs called King and King. So he lives above kings. So that's one of his greatest proofs. So you have these people that we've spoken to by the Rebbeinu Shleilom. I read also once that the Boston Rebbetzin in America apparently was famous, a tremendous Machnes Eirach. All types of people used to end up in a house, so... Apparently somebody once came running and says, quick, quick, there's some shugana downstairs banging on your door. He claims he's the Mashiach. Let him in. She said, yeah. She said, yeah, but he's shouting, he's the Mashiach. She said, fine, no, the third one of the day already. Yeah. So there are some people. There are some people who claim that we've spoken to. So how do we know? How can we be mekayim this halacha? You've got to put a Navi Sheker to death. How do we know who's a Navi Sheker? So who asks this question? The Torah asks. The Torah asks the question. The Torah says, "V'chisoyma bilvavcha, eich noida." How do I know who's a Navi Sheker? Says the Torah, very simple criteria. Let's have a look. Did his predictions come true? He's a Navi. MS, his predictions did not come true. He's a Navi Sheker. Simple as that. All the Rishonim, the Meforashim al HaTorah and the Moini HaMitzvahs, everybody goes to town. There are countless examples of when a Navi came along, prophesized, and the Nebuah never happened in the end. What's the most famous one, perhaps? Yep. Yoina. They all asked from Yoina, Oid arboim yomim ninvei nepeches. It never happened. So what are you going to tell me? No, that's different, because they were chayza b'tshuva. But then we're back to square one, so we never know if a Navi is a Navi MS or Sheker, because you can always say, well, circumstances changed afterwards, so how do we know? There are many mahalchim in the Rishim. Shittas HaRambam is... There's a distinction between a nevuah l'toiv and a nevuah l'ra. A prophecy that is predicting something bad, that can change. Subject to the person, subject to tshuva, etc., etc. That can change. A nevuah l'toiv can't change. A nevuah l'toiv simply cannot change. It's unmovable. Once there's a promise by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, by a Navi, that something toiv will happen, that cannot be reversed. Why? What's the difference between a nevuah l'ra and a nevuah l'toiv? The answer is there's no difference. Inherently, and I want to point this out, the Rambam in a different place points this out, and it's very important to understand. The Rambam is not being mechalik in the types of nevuah. It's not as if a nevuah l'toiv is a different type of nevuah and it can't be changed, whereas a nevuah l'ra can be changed. No, 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 no. They both have the same status of a nevuah. But what? We have to keep one nevuah unmovable. Because otherwise, how are we going to be mekayim the parsha of Navi Sheker? So a nevuah l'toiv is not a better status nevuah. It comes from a higher source, it's stronger. No, 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 no. It's exactly the same koyach nevuah as nevuah l'ra. But as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to produce some system by which we can tell who is a Navi Sheker. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barov Chachmosa decided this will be the system. There has to be one type of Nevuah that's unreversible.
Does that mean that a Navi, in order to be a Navi, has to at some point say a Navi?
Oh, so you're asking a different question now. The Rambam is very marach about your question. How do we know if a Navi is a Navi in the first place?
Let me just go Lara.
Right.
I can be a
Yes, the Rambam discusses how do you qualify, how do you get your degree in
Nevis.
And I once when I once spoke about this in the Shia. So there's an American in the base of Medrash. He says, "No, what are you talking about today?" I said, "I'm talking about Nevuah." So he said, "Oh, I mean, it's not really halacha lemaisa." I said, "It is. I mean, if you want to become a Navi, then you should come to the Shia." So he told me, "No, is it worthwhile becoming a Navi?" So I told him, I said, "Well, if you do it well, you'll make a good profit." You over his head, you have no idea what I was talking about. Mamash Maltash, this complete Maltash. But says the Rambam, I'll cop on him, there's no chilik between a Nevuah Lara and a Nevuah L'Toiv. No chilik at all. It's just that a Nevuah L'Toiv has to be kept unmovable. That will be the acid test. Who is a Navi Emes? Who is a Navi Sheker? That's the Rambam. If you look at the number 9 on the sheets, Rambam Hilchas Yisayda Atayra Peri Yud Alachadala Divrei HaPuranos Shehanovi Yoymeh. If the Navi predicts punishment, Kegoyin Sheyoymeh, for example, he says Ploini Yomus, somebody's going to die. Oy Shana Ploinis is going to be a Shanas Rav. Oy Milchama, it's going to be a year of famine or war. Im Loi Omdu Dvorov, if that never held true in the end, Ein Bezeh HaKchashad Nevuasa, you have not disproved the Navi with that. Ve'ein oimrim, we won't say about him, oh, hinei dova diber v'loi ba. Kadosh Baruch Hu can change his mind. And look what Rai he brings. Ka'am shei Ninveh, or k'chizkia. The Gemara says that Yeshaya Hanavi came to Chizkia and says, meis ato v'loi sichia. You're a dead man. Because you didn't have children, lo yasakta b'pur v'rivya. What happens? He says he davened, he lived for 15 more years. Says the Rambam, yeah, because that is a nevuah l'ra, that can be reversed. Aval im hivtiach al toivo. But if the Navi promises something good, v'omer sheyeh kach v'kach v'loy bo ha-toivo she'omer, then b'yodua shehu Navi sheker, shekol dova toivo sheyigzor ha-keil afilu al tnai einoi chozer. Says the Rambam, holomadato shebedivrei ha-toivo bilvad yibochein ha-Navi. So what is the acid test as to whether a Navi is a Navi Sheker or a Navi Emes? Look at his positive Nevuahs as opposed to his negative ones. His negative ones, those can be reversed. We'll never be able to prove anything. But when he proved something, when he predicted something L'Toiv, that's got to hold water. And if it didn't happen, that's the Raya that he's a Navi Sheker. Right?
Except a certain number of times. Is that happen a certain number of
times? Yeah, so that's the Rambam discusses with us. But 3 times. Are there other ways we learn actually from these Sedras? You see Moshe Rabbeinu had to do Nisim in front of Klal Yisrael. Is it enough just to predict a Nevuah? You also have to have Nisim, etc., etc. How one qualifies to be a Navi, that's a whole discussion. But how do we know a Navi Sheker? You predicted something L'Toiv and it never happens.
Let's explain another thing. Why a Jew Jewish people not listen to that? Of course, a person came to me and said that it would happen bad things. I said, I was on the Shvira of Rabbi Jalovsky. It could happen, could not happen. It's nothing to do with you at all. You're good.
Yeah,
but who knows
it
will happen?
It can you're right. It's not guaranteed it will happen. It will change due to tshuva, like Nineveh. Or like Chizkiya HaMelech.
That's why people never listen to them. Never.
Yeah, they listen to me either. Okay. Azai states in the Rambam. Now, if that's true, we have pshat in Reb Chaim now.
Right.
Reb Chaim was asked, can you sing Shira prior to an ace? And he said, no, absolutely not. You can have bitochen, but you can't sing Shira prior to an ace. We asked a whole bunch of kashas, the mechilta, the shla, what about the psukim in Divrei Hayomim? Said the brisker of, no, my father wasn't talking about when somebody was predicted by a Navi. That's a different story. Then he can sing Shira prior to an ace. Rabbi Yisrael, I'm saying what you're saying, backed up by the Rambam. That's now the difference. If somebody is just coming on the back of bitochein, v'ani v'chastecha botachti, how do you know the nes will happen? Yeah, maybe it will happen, maybe it won't happen. Sir Reb Chaim says you can't sing Shira, because you've got no idea whether it will take place or not. But if a Navi tells you it will take place, that can't be reversed. Because a Nevuah L'Toiv, the Rambam says, can never be reversed.
So once Moshe Rabbeinu came and told them, Hashem Yilochem Lochem Ba'atem Tacharishun, Ru'u Esis Yatzvu Es Yeshuas Hashem, they knew that couldn't be reversed. That's a Nevuah L'Tov. If it's a Nevuah L'Tov, they can sing Shira straight away. Same was with Yeshafot. Once he said, Es Yatzvu Imdu Ru'u Es Yeshuas Hashem, a Nevuah L'Tov, I'll pee the Rambam at least. Other Rishayim Achaydik on the Rambam, by the way. But our Derech of the Rambam, we understand Reb Chaim very well. That's the Chilik. If it's a Nevuah, then it can't be reversed. So you can sing Shira straight away.
Now, excuse me, a short question. If Novi said good, it definitely will happen. We're ready for Shira. Novi good, but Hashem himself not so good. Because he said, I will bring you to this land. So when I will bring you to Canaan. Before all these details, small details, Yamsor, Shmansor, he said, it seems he was not good enough. Novi good enough, Hashem himself not good enough. They have whole right to sing Shir all the time. Because Hashem tells them, and tells their grandfathers, I will bring you to Canaan.
So one thing, okay, one thing.
It's positive things,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah, definitely the positive. Okay, we're going to get to some of which I think will address your question. Because I'd like to suggest, if we're going with Shittas HaRambam, then perhaps we can go one stage further and say a Chiddush and have a new Pshat now in Reb Chaim. The Brisker Rav is being machalik between whether a person has bitochin or whether a person has been told by a Novi. If you have bitochin, no Shira. Told by a Novi, yes, you. There is a big, big kasha on the Rambam. The Mizrahi asks the kasha, and L'chaira he never saw. The Rambam himself asks the kasha. The Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos, in his Hakdamah to Zroim, has a piece about Nevuah, and he talks about this. The Mizrahi asks, how can the Rambam possibly say? How can the Rambam possibly say that Nevuah L'toy can't be reversed? This is similar to your question, Michael. What about Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayishlach was davening to the Rebbeinu Shloim, Oy Gevalt Amoreid Hatzileini No, Miad Ochi Miad Esav. Says Mizrahi, I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised him. You can't get better than that. Ushmarticha B'choil Asher Telech. I'm going to guard you wherever you go. I think that's L'Toiv.
He was conditional. That's why he does.
Wasn't conditioned. No. Chazal say that why was he worried?
Because
Shema Yigrei Machet. Maybe he'd done an Avera.
That was a condition.
No, Baruch Hu didn't condition that. Yaakov Avinu conditioned himself. He was worried. Yeah. It's true HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised me these wonderful things, but I don't know. Maybe it's reversible. Maybe I've done an Avera, and therefore I'm no longer subject to this promise.
Right.
Says the Mizrahi, so you have a Pasuk in the Torah, Neged the Rambam. Right. The Rambam says, if it's been promised, L'Toyk, nothing to worry about. Yaakov was promised a Toiv and he was worried. Maybe things have changed. I've done Avera, I have to daven. Azifrek the Mizrahi. The emissary, the Rambam himself, addresses the question, as we mentioned, and that's why I was makdim before to explain that there's no chilik be'etzem between a Nevuah L'ra and a Nevuah L'Toiv. And the Rambam himself points out, and it's such a simple teretz. We said, a Nevuah L'Toiv is not a higher quality of Nevuah. And that's why it can't be reversed. Same types of Nevuah. Essentially, they should both be able to be reversed. But what? We've got the Pasha of Novi Sheker to worry about. So if you've got Novi Sheker to worry about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to keep Nevuah L'Toiv constant, non-variable. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells a Novi something that's not to be passed on to Klal Yisrael, it's just pertinent to you only. So what, you're doubting the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? There's no Pasha of Novi Sheker anymore. And therefore, of course, it can be reversed. And that's why I wanted to point out before, the Rambam is not telling you that a Nevuah L'Toiv is cast in iron, it's unmovable. No, a Nevuah L'Toiv in Svara should also be conditional. It makes all the sense in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises you something good. Fine, if you deserve it, you deserve it. If not, not. But what? But we've got the Pasha of Novi Sheker to deal with. It can't be that every Nevius is always reversible, because then you've disposed with the whole of Pash of Novi Sheker. You'll never know who's the false Novi. How are you supposed to know? He predicted something and never came true. Well, circumstances changed. How will you ever know who's the Novi Sheker? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to set up a system for you. It's called Nevuah L'Toiv. That's the acid test. But why is that system in place? Only in as much that we need to have a way to be able to discern between the Novi Emes and the Novi Sheker. But if not for that,
If not for that, then this whole subject would be a non-starter. Every nevuah could be reversed. Ad gedei kach, by the way, the tzlach says such a chiddush that it's a good thing you're sitting down, otherwise you'd definitely fall down. The tzlach says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he brings many proofs that Moshe Rabbeinu predicted various nevuahs, letoiv, and they never happened. How does that fit in with the Rambam?
It's proof that he was absolutely empty and he just was separate.
Says the tzlach, because Moshe Rabbeinu had a tochen in Parshas Yisrael, gam b'cho yaminu lo'olam. Nobody will ever doubt the credentials of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now you're going to say it's not true, Korach did, etc., etc. Fine. But he have a haftocha that nobody will ever doubt him. If nobody can ever doubt Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, then Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah can be reversible always.
So they believed in Shem, they believed in Moshe is Eved.
Yeah, it's a gewaldige chiddush. It's a huge chiddush of the tzlach, and there's maybe kashas on it, but just to base it, just that's how far he takes his Rambam. Says the Rambam, Yaakov Avinu is haflo v'fela. Yaakov Avinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to look after you. Ushmarticha b'chol asher teilech. Who was that a message for? Who was he supposed to pass on that message to? Nobody. Nobody. It was a message for him. Says the Rambam, that's the difference. If a Navi is told something that he has to relate to Klal Yisrael, then we are subject to our rules, Nevuah L'Toiv, Nevuah L'Ra, because we always need to acid test, is he a Navi MS or is he a Navi Sheker? But if a Navi like Yaakov was told something that's just private and personal to him, and to him only, then this whole subject doesn't start. When Yaakov was told, I'm going to look after you, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was really worried. Maybe if he does Averis, it won't be Mekuyim. And I saw once in the Paradis Yosef an unbelievable Hosafa in Parshas Vayishlach. If you look in the Pesukim, I haven't printed it on the sheets. How does Yaakov Avinu daven? Yaakov Avinu daven says, Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad Esau. And then he adds, Va'ata omarto, and you told me, Hashem, Ushmarticha b'chala shetelech, you're going to guard me. Why is he adding those words? I mean, if you told me that you're going to guard me, then there's no need to daven. Says the Paradis Yosef, al derech the Rambam, this is the pshat. Yaakov Avinu was saying, if I only would have been told by a Navi, then I wouldn't be worried, because a Nevuah L'Toiv can't be changed. But the problem is, Ata Omarto, you're the one who told me. I never heard it from a Navi. I heard it direct from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That can be changed. Haflo v'fela, as I said in the pasuk, Hatzileini no miyadochi. Do you know why I'm davening? Because Ata Omarto. Because you told me direct, not a Nevuah. Direct to me. That can change. I'm worried. Shema Yigamachit.
Is that possibly why Yaakov, when he received the Nevuah about the end of days, he was prevented from giving it over to his children?
Because then it would have to be Mekuyim.
It would have to be Mekuyim.
Okay, maybe.
But he didn't.
Maybe. The Meshech Chochma, by the way, in many, many places goes with this. Goes with this Nevuah. You find L'moshel Avram Avinu, when he heard the Nevuah is going to have a children, he laughed, Sarah laughed, she got into trouble, he didn't. He says, yeah. Because initially Avram Avinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram, personal Nevuah, that's to you. Fine, that can change, it might happen, it might not. So he laughed, who says it will happen? But once Sarah heard it from Avram, it's got a Nevuah now. A Nevuah L'Toiv can't change, she had no right to laugh. Brings many, many examples of this. I'll call upon him, in Kenim Advarim, then perhaps we can suggest a Chiddush. Reb Chaim said, based on the Pasuk, and I don't know if this is what Reb Chaim himself meant, but at least we can learn it into the Pasuk. V'ani b'chastecha botachti, yogei libi b'shu osecha. Tovad HaMelech says, I've got b'tochen, etc., etc. But a shira l'Hashem, I can only sing shira after the nes had been performed. So he said, the Brisker Rav, in order to answer a bunch of questions, said, that's only referring to when you have b'tochen, but if you've been told by a Navi, that's a different story. But perhaps it's possible to suggest that no, that's not the difference. Even if you've been told by a Navi, or by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even if you've been promised that a nes has going to occur to you, we can still differentiate. Va'ani b'chastecha botachti, says David HaMelech, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu promised me a nes, personally, then yogei libi, but ashira l'Hashem only ki gomal aloi, because that can still change. Just like Yaakov Avinu, shema yigra machet.
Whereas all the other scenarios, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshaphat, etc., etc., there the promise was not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Navi, stop, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Navi to be passed on. That Nevuah can never be changed. In other words, we don't need to differentiate anymore between Bitochin versus Nevuah. We can differentiate within Nevuah itself. And we can say the difference lies in whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to the Navi direct that he personally will be the recipient of a miracle, or whether a Navi told Klal Yisrael they will be the recipients of a miracle. The chilek is, like the Rambam told us, David HaMelech perhaps was saying, "Va'ani b'chastecha b'tachti." I personally have bitochen. Why? Because I have been promised by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that I'm going to be saved. But I'm no better than Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is also promised, and yet he was worried. Shema Yigam Achetz. So how can I sing Shira? Ashira Hashem is only Kigam Alaloi, only after the Nes has already been performed. But until such point, who says it's going to happen? What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you? Yeah, but it hasn't got the halachas of Nevuah. But what Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, or by Yehoshaphat when the Navi said to Klal Yisrael, you're going to be okay, that is now subject to the din of the Rambam. This is now classified as a Nevuah Latoy, that can't be reversed. So the Briska Rav was learning Pshat in Reb Chaim that the chilek is Bitochen versus Nevuah. Bitochen, who says it will happen? Nevuah, it will definitely happen. And we're suggesting you can differentiate within Nevuah itself. It depends what type of Nevuah. If it's a Nevuah direct to a Navi, something that's personal and private, that could be reversed. Like the Rambam says, that's Yaakov Avinu, etc., etc. Shema Yigra Machetz, Dovah HaMelech, how can I sing Shira? I don't know what level I'm on. Which is really back to what Rabbi Michael was saying right at the beginning, that how do I know my bitachin? How strong can I be b'teach b'Hashem? Shema Yigra Machetz, like Yaakov Avinu was saying, or Shmar Ticha B'chala Shetelech. I mean, Yaakov Avinu himself, by the way, in Pashas Vayishlach, said, "Im lo vongarti v'tariag mitzvah shomarti." But at the end of the day, a tzaddik is never confident. Maybe Shema Yigam Achet, maybe there's some sort of shortcoming. So how can I be sure? But if I'd only be told by a Navi, that'd be a different story. Once a Navi says something that can't be reversed, again, al pishutas harambam, a Navu l'tayv can't be reversed. So once Moshe Rabbeinu said, "You're going to be fine," so the Shloah has every right to suggest that Klal Yisrael should have sang Shira straight away. The Mechilta says they did sing Shira straight away. Ayrib Chaim says you can't sing Shira till after the Nes. That, either in accordance to the Briska Rav, is talking about when there's no Nevuah at all, or we're suggesting it's talking about when the Nevuah wasn't told to the Navi to pass on to Klal Yisrael. But here it was. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, the message, it was relayed to Klal Yisrael, that can't be reversed. We made it, they could sing Shira right there and then.
Perhaps for halacha, if no Navi not involved, which we leave it today, Navi not involved, unfortunately. Right now, if Shir, it is a thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu in a certain way, I, as a person who goes through troubles, should not say thing like some people, holy people, you know, I have headache, Baruch Hashem.
So one second.
Because he doing everything for good. No, wait, when your headache gone, say thank you, Hashem.
So, I was saying, some people have the minig, I wasn't going to mention this on Friday night.
Right.
After Shalom Aleichem, there's a whole piece, Riboin Koleilomim. My family don't say it, but many have the minig to say it. Now, in there, there's a nusach, something like, Moida ni lefonecho, Ala chesed she'osiso, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chesed you've done, va'ala chesed she'ata osid la'asois imi, with the chesed that you're going to do for me. How can you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chesed that hasn't yet happened? Thank Reb Chaim. Chaim says you can't thank for something that hasn't happened. You thank for the chesed that's already happened.
And Navi didn't tell you.
And Navi didn't tell you. At least haven't been heard from a Navi.
It's not specific, it's general.
So, in a different shir, we don't have time. We once had a whole mahalach. We were mahalach between Shira and Hoidah. There's the chayot two dinim. We were mazbein a Rambam. There's a briskerov. There's a halach of thanks. There's a halach of praise. Even in English, you say it. You sing a praise. To sing somebody's praise. You don't thank with a song. You thank with a Hoidah.
Right now you read it.
So that's why it could be the difference between Baruch. Baruch is always a lashon of Hoidah. We say it every day in davening. Brochis v'hoidois, shirois v'sishbochis. Brochis is a lashon of hoidah. By the way, next week's sedra,
Yisrael came along and said, Baruch Hashem asher hitzil mitzchem miyad mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, terrible gnai. It's a big criticism on Klal Yisrael that they never said Baruch. So everyone asked the question. They didn't say Baruch, they sang a whole Shira. They didn't say Baruch. They didn't, that's not thanking. Shira is praising. Like you say in English, you sing somebody's praise. You don't thank with a song. Okay, that's a subject for a different day, and therefore it could be.
I'm not going to sink you until I get bicycle. Right. I'm not going to sink you.
Now we say Baruch Hashem.
Some people are not yummy when it says Hodu Hashem.
Very good. That's how I wanted Miyashev for Briskerov's Kasha. I wanted to suggest, if you look in Divrei Hayomim, it never says they sang Shira. It says, Hoydu Lashem ki Lo'ilam Chaste. They never sang Shira. Reb Chaim was only going, that's a different mahalach I had. Reb Chaim was only talking about Shira. Oh, Shira Lashem ki Gom Alaloi. But in Divrei Hayom, it doesn't say they sang Shira. It says, Hoydu Lashem, Hoydo. Hoydo is a different thing. And that's why maybe on Friday night you're allowed to sing Animoida for all the chesed that's happened. And that's going to happen. That's not Shira. That's thanking. Okay, that's a different Shmur. So let's just sum up.
That's why you say Shira.
Yes.
So let's just sum up whatever we said today. We mentioned the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. Of Reb Chaim Briska. Reb Chaim was asked, or he said, Yesh La'ayin, are you allowed to sing Shira before a Nes? He said, absolutely not. You can have Bitochin, you can have Yogi Libi. But a Shira Lashem is only after Kigom Aloloi. We had three questions on Reb Chaim. Firstly, the Shlah says the Midah of Tzadikim is that you sing Shira even before. In fact, he says Klal Yisrael should have done that. That was the Oz. Big Taina, they only sang then. The Mechilta said, in fact, they did sing Shira then. The Psukim in Divrei Hayomim says, Mefurish, the Navi predicted they're going to have a salvation. They sang Shira on the spot. So the Briskerov said, yeah, none of these kashas are shver because my father, Reb Chaim, was only talking about when a person has bitochim. But if a Novi tells you, that's a different story. Why? He didn't tell us. Up here, the Rambam, we understand the Briskerov very well. The Rambam says, a Nevuah L'Toiv can never be reversed. Therefore, even if a person has Bitochen, then he can't sing Shira because it might not happen. But if he's told by a Novi, it's a different story. Then we said, perhaps you can go one stage further. I'll pee the other Rambam. The Rambam says, even if sometimes a Nevuah can be reversed when it's L'Toiv, if it's not a Nevuah that has to be relayed on to other people, it was just pertinent to the Novi himself, La'yakovinu. Maybe that's what David HaMelech was saying. Va'ani b'chastecha botachti. I personally have bitochen. Maybe I've been told by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but I'm no better than Yaakov. Shema Yigram Achet. I have no 100% confidence it will happen. I can't sing Shira. But when Klal Yisrael were told by Moshe Rabbeinu or in Divrei Hayomim that the Yeshua is going to come, that's a Nevuah L'Toiv. That can't be reversed, and you can sing Shira right there and then.
Yashakot. Yashakot. Very good.